Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday morning in my part of the country, and I've taken a few hours off of work. I've got to get some work done in my house. I've got to get some things done in the bathroom and some other things. Not just browsing through a few booze. And I heard some interesting topics as usual. Always something interesting going on here on Audio Boo. And one of them is about etiquette. And, you know, as a blind person, I'm very inquisitive all the time about what people are doing around me. I grew up, my best friend is very observant of what's going on around him, and he's very good at description. And it's always surprised me. You know, we as blind people, when we do things we think maybe might be out of the ordinary, a lot of times isn't out of the ordinary. And for instance, you know, I was listening to a boo this morning that talked about someone who stuck his finger in the plate and licked it, used a straw for a toothpick. Those things, not a lot of people do, but it's a common behavior that's often seen in a restaurant. And that one never astounded me too much. But the one that astounds me, one of them anyway, is people pick their nose in public. Now, I guess they try to do it, what's the word, surreptitiously, but it's very observed, you know, it's very, very visible that they're doing it. I mean, I've had descriptions of people as they were going driving down the street in their cars, you know, they're drilling for gold. And I've heard people, you know, all around, you know, people do this. Like, I would never think about sticking my finger in my nose in public. Then, I mean, that's, to me, is disgusting. And well, I don't stick my finger in my nose in home either, but I'm just saying that's something that really disgusts me to the core. You know, you think about shaking hands, and they're always talking about how, you know, sanitary things are and touching doorknobs. And, you know, I'm not a germophobic by far. You know, I don't ever think about it in that aspect, but you think about where people put their hands and what they do, and it just kind of makes you a little more aware of what's going on around you. And so a lot of times I wonder, you know, I haven't been around many blind people. You know, I grew up in a sighted world, and that's where I've remained. You know, I've associated with a few blind people. I don't see anything wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. In fact, I wish I knew more blind people personally. But you know, because of the conversations and the camaraderie that would that occurs from that kind of thing, and that's what, you know, that's what I think about that. So I do know that, like I said before, the blind people that I've observed, a lot of them, you know, do things that are a little bit out of the ordinary, but so do sighted people. So there really isn't too much difference, really. I don't think there is. And another topic I want to bring up is dieting. There's all this thing craze today about dieting, and of course we can't help but do it because you know, our people can't help but do it because they're followers and they're, you know, they're, if you see it on TV and you hear it on the radio and then your friend talks about it, it's a conversation piece. It's a conversation piece. I've known a lot of people who diet throughout, you know, throughout my life. I've heard of people diet. I hate that word diet. Okay. I got to be honest with you. It really annoys me. How many people do you know that ever been on a diet and actually lost the weight that they wanted to and kept it off? I'll start with that. And then another thing is, it becomes a way of life for people, and it's obsessive, and they, you know, they torture themselves, and I don't know. I just don't like the word diet. I really don't. And I've been around enough people that I can tell you, 99% of the people I hear talk about diets still remain the same weight, or they'll lose weight and gain more weight back. So what I like to think about is eating right. And that is what I think people should really center in on, eating the right amount of food. You know, if you're not a very active person and you sit in your job or you sit at home or whatever the case may be, just cut down on the eating, folks. If you do that, you'll lose weight. I mean, I've observed this for years. This is, you know, I come from a family. I have three sisters, and I have two brothers. One's adopted. And out of all those people, three of the sisters, of course, they always talk about dieting. And they've always put themselves through hell. I'm going to just tell you, they put themselves through hell. They, you know, they stop eating. They, you know, do the different diets. I don't know how many different diets I've heard about throughout my life. And, you know, one or two of them have achieved a loss of weight. But all of a sudden, guess what? The weight's back. And sometimes more. So what did they do? Well, because of media today, because of the way it's talked about and the way people think, everybody is on a diet in one way or another. Or they talk about, you know, losing weight. Even if they're weight proportionate, I, you know, what really annoys me is you see these little people, you know, or smaller people, because I'm a good sized man myself. I'm comfortable with the weight I'm at, but I am overweight, but it doesn't bother me. If somebody isn't going to like me the weight that I am, they're not going to like me if I was 50 to 70 pounds lighter. I'm the same person I am. And so, therefore, I don't really give a shit. And, you know, take that for what it is, but that's the way I personally feel about it. Because I've been around long enough to know I've seen people who, if their wives gain weight, they're mad at them. They don't really, you know, is that really love? No, it's not. I don't classify it as love. Maybe you feel comfortable with that, but I don't. I don't. You know, if people don't accept me for who I am, whether if I'm blind or fat or whatever you want to call it, a little overweight, if they don't accept me that way, the hell with them. They weren't worth having in my life anyway. So that being said, the diet thing is just such a stressed, advertised, marketed, money-making issue that it's got people messed up. It really does. And what I'm saying is, if you're overweight and you want to lose weight, think about what it is you do every day. Find a way to move more, exercise, and also just cut back on what you eat. and it'll work. You don't have to have a great diet plan. You don't have to eat. You don't. You know how it is with them phone calls. Well, you don't have to eat grass, leaves. You know, I mean, you don't have to change your whole diet. And that's where a problem comes in at. I don't know. This is really not talked about very much, but if you live the life eating certain foods, to change your whole demeanor on what you eat and, you know, go from one extreme to another, that is hard to do. And so my belief is, and what I've seen work, okay, it's not only my belief. I got to be honest with you. 57 years old, or years young, what I've seen people do throughout the years that's been the most successful is if they cut back and do some more exercise, they were able to lose the weight and keep it off. And that's just what I've observed. Now, I don't know if anybody else has observed that or not. You know, maybe I'm totally wrong. I don't think so. But, you know, I've been wrong before. And if I ever choose to lose weight, that is how I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm going to just cut the proportions down. I'm going to find a way to exercise a little bit more than I do, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, I just wanted to, I had a few things I wanted to comment on this morning, and I had the time to do it when I was waiting on the person to get here that's doing the work on my house this morning. And hope you all are having a good day, and I'll be booing you later. Take care.